Now, if you were listening last week, you might have heard me speaking to a very interesting young man from County Leitrim called Paul Rooney. And Paul has moved to Kerry and set up a company taking people out into the great outdoors for the benefit of their health and particularly their mental health. And we're keeping on the same vein now with my next guest, because her name is Suzanne Egan. And Suzanne has written a blog on the psychological benefits of gardening. And she's very kindly agreed to speak to me this afternoon. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi, Deirdre. Thanks for having me on this show today.
And am I right in saying you're a professor in UL? Is that right?
I'm a professor in Mary Immaculate College in the Department of Psychology there, and along with a colleague in the Early Childhood Department in Mary Immaculate College, Dr. Jennifer Pope, we wrote a little bit about the benefits of gardening for health and well-being for adults and children.
And what did you find out?
So we were interested in some of the different types of benefits that are there in terms of gardening. So we get a lot of coverage, or we see a lot in the media at the moment about some natural outdoor environments. And your guest last week, I heard the interview, it was so interesting with him about sort of mountain environments and natural spaces. And we hear things about sea swimming and forest bathing.
Yeah.
And how good all those sorts of things are for mental health and for well-being. And what we were interested in was actually some of those physical and mental health benefits just from our back gardens, our own gardens, whether it's the space that we have outside our own home, or maybe it might be gardens that we've visited, some beautiful gardens there in Kerry. And there are actually a lot of benefits, basically, just from these beautiful cultivated outdoor spaces that we have on our doorsteps.
I guess we wrongly associate gardening, Suzanne, with a hobby you take up in retirement when you're older and you have a lot of time on your hands.
But
I gather that it's beneficial for people of all ages, and in particular children.
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly beneficial for people of all ages. So if you think even for adults of any age, whether you're an older adult or middle-aged or a younger adult, it is actually a form of exercise. So you can go out and engage in very vigorous gardening activities. You can be raking and pushing wheelbarrows and, you know, pruning trees, or you might just be doing something really gentle like deadheading or potting on plants or watering the flowers. So it's really a great activity. And again, it can be sort of free and literally outside your own back door that you can engage in this form of physical activity. But there's also a lot of mental health benefits as well. So what the research tends to show is that it can increase our happy hormones, our dopamine, our serotonin, and reduce stress hormones like cortisol. So these benefits that we are seeing really are applying to people of all ages, from the older adult through to younger adulthood and down into childhood as well.
Yeah. And even, I guess, if you are somebody who lives in an apartment block in Dublin city centre or wherever, you can still benefit by getting involved in a community allotment, for example.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely. So in terms of gardening, not everybody's lucky enough to have their own private outdoor space necessarily. But the research shows that even just engaging in indoor planting, pots on balconies, so tending to plants in smaller spaces can be really beneficial. So indoors, it helps with air purification. Outdoor on the balcony, you know, you can grow your own food, and similarly in a bigger garden. And there are community gardens available. I think there's a fantastic community garden there in Kenmare, and there's others dotted around the country. People can find out about them often through their county council or through family resource centres. So these community gardens are really fantastic for bringing people together. So one of the benefits of gardening, besides, say, the physical health benefit and the mental health benefit, one of the ways that it can be quite beneficial is through connecting with others. So community gardens and allotments allow that social connection. So people who engage in community gardening tend to have reduced loneliness, reduced social isolation, so they can be really good in that regard. In fact, horticultural therapy, something that has become prominent over the last number of years. This is where people might actually be kind of prescribed nearly a program of gardening to engage in gardening to promote their mental health and to support their well-being. So really all of these benefits around gardening are kind of being brought to the forefront.
Yeah, absolutely. And just in terms, Suzanne, of how you researched this blog that you did, did you talk to a lot of people about who are gardeners, about how they feel about it and what benefits they get from it?
Yeah, so in terms of the piece that we wrote for the RTE website, what we looked into was a number of research studies. So we really focused on research that has been conducted internationally. A lot of great research has come out of the US and particularly Asia. So in terms of gardening, Japan would often be at the forefront of doing some of this research, this fantastic research that looks at the benefits of nature, of gardening, of planting. Another area of where it has sort of shown positive benefits is in relation to hospitals. So having green spaces outside windows, even just looking out the window at gardens, at beautiful spaces, can help with mental health, can help with recovery from surgery, for example. It can reduce blood pressure rates. So there's lots of really great physical benefits in terms of children and adults as well. We know that actually kind of working with the soil can be fantastic for gut health. So in terms of bacteria and the gut microbiome, it could be really fantastic to be out working in the garden as well. And it helps children learn about plants and food growing and about the environment too.
Yeah, God, it's you're selling it well, Suzanne. You're making me want to go out into my miserable backyard and start digging.
I know.
And of course, we should say as well, I mean, you know, another thing that's popular is the whole grow your own movement in recent years and organic food and everything. And I mean, I would imagine, I've never done it, but I would imagine there could be nothing more satisfying than growing and then eating or cooking your own food.
Absolutely. And this is this idea actually of just sort of planting a seed and being a grow, whether it is food or whether it is a plant. One of the theories around why gardening can be so restorative and so beneficial is actually, you know, you're exerting a little bit of control over the environment and you're nurturing something, you know, from the smallest seed to, you know, potentially a really tall sunflower or a tree where you're picking your own apples or tomatoes. And again, that food that you've grown yourself, you know exactly where it has come from. And for children, it can be very exciting to go out into the garden, you know, pick strawberries, pick raspberries, and, you know, have them for the dessert that day or use them in baking or a family meal that evening. And again, you can have that intergenerational connection between young children in the garden with siblings or parents or grandparents and learning from them and sharing a meal together with the produce that has been picked. So there's just so many potential benefits there.
Absolutely. Well, it's a really interesting subject. So that blog is available on the RTE website. Not that we want to be directing people towards the opposition or anything. But it is available there if people want to read a little bit more about it.
It is.
Yeah. Suzanne, listen, it's been great talking to you and thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Deirdre.
And that's Suzanne Egan there from Mary Immaculate College in Limerick, who wrote a recent blog on the psychological benefits of gardening. And it certainly sounds like there are many of them.